Oh, do shut the fuck up. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Boardman. And if you are coming through, if you can resonate with what I'm about to say, let me know in the comments below. Let me know that you've been through and let me know that you're watching. Don't be a fucking lurker. So, I went for a walk the other day. I think it was Wednesday, and I had to have a break from the office. And en route to the coffee shop, I had to stop at a post office, and of course, there was a queue, like a good fucking 20 deep queue, okay? And all I needed was stamps, but I had to get the stamps. So I started queuing up. And I noticed that there was this man and this woman, they were having a conversation in a queue. I didn't pay too much attention to it when I first got there. But having stood there for about a minute, I suddenly become much more aware about the conversation. And this fucking bloke and this woman were just moaning. Moany fuckers, moaning about COVID, moaning about the queue, moaning about their jobs that they don't obviously appreciate or seem to think they're lucky to have, moaning about other people. Like, I fucking came within milliseconds of choking him out just to shut him the fuck up. And you know what the problem is with moany, fucking complaining individuals are? Is that they tend to be like a cancer and they tend to spread their fucking shit over everyone else. So, I realised how it was making me feel, and you could probably feel those emotions delivering this presentation to you. And it made me feel like super fucking like negative, super angry, super like frustrated. And I'm just like, imagine being around like these people of all the places that you could stop, like literally. Imagine being around those type of people all of the time. And imagine having to have those type of people in your life all of the time. Literally, they are your friends. They are the people that you associate yourself with. Imagine what that would do to you, to your mentality. Fucking getting gate crashed here. Imagine what that would do to your mentality. Imagine that would do to your confidence. Imagine going out on a night out and just listening to moany fucks moan about what's happening in life all of the time. And it got me to thinking, like, the people that you hang around with really do affect you as an individual. And what you might see around you is people around you that try and hold you back, that just want to see the negative side of things all the time, that want to just like moan and complain and really get some self-sabotage out of that. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
I was just like, I can't deal with any of those fuckers. I couldn't be around those type of people, because your life almost becomes
a reflection of the expectation of your peer group. So the expectations of your peer group being the people you hang around with most virtually these days, as well as physically, can really like play a huge part in your mentality of life. You know, the expectations of these people or that particular type of individual can really affect the way that you deliver yourself, the way that you conduct yourself, the way that you think. So if you're around five people that are moany fuckers like these two, then it's likely that you're going to adopt that. And trying to break free from the crabs is a very difficult thing to do. But having the self-awareness, the consciousness to be able to recognize that, like that conversation, like I was like not paying attention, and then you suddenly pick it up, and then it's suddenly you can feel the negative emotions in you. You just don't want to be around those people. It really it really makes a difference when you're constantly around all the time. So you've got to be able to break free from this. You've got to be able to be more self-aware about the people that are around you, what they're saying, what they're doing, why are they holding you back, why are they telling you not to go to the fucking gym, why are they saying, why are you doing that? Because, you know, it's really important. You know, I'm pretty obsessed about, like, improving myself. I'm pretty obsessed about building a business and building a life on my terms, you know. And people will look at that obsession and think there's something wrong with me. Okay, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with me. I think just the level or the standard that I set myself is so much higher than probably those around me, those that are observing me. And it's not my closest friends, but my closest friends know how obsessed I am. And just because they're not wanting the same things as me, but they're supportive. Does that make sense? There's a real difference here between the people that are clapping in your corner and the people that are fucking trying to pull you down in your corner. You know, you don't need to hang around necessarily with the people that are ambitious as you or want to reach the same standards. You just want to be around those people that understand you, the people that clap you. You know, my friends all think I'm obsessed, getting up at 4:15 every single morning, fucking like setting up new companies and doing all of this, but that's just me, and that's how they know me, and they accept me for me, and they don't try to bring me down, they don't try to stop me. The people that I've left behind are the people that are saying, why are you doing that? Like, that's fucking stupid, you know? And I'm just like, you're not someone I wanna be around. Just like I would support any of my friends and what any of they do, and that's how you know you're around the right people. Because they're clapping in your corner when you're winning. Do you know what I mean? And I just thought I wanted to share this story. There's no real structure to it. I just wanted to tell the story. I just wanted to really like talk about it and talk about the people that you like that will influence your life. It's important to recognize these people because your mental well-being and health and life can be easily dictated by these people, right? And I look at those two fucking... I want to drop the C-bomb, but I'm not going to. Those two people. And I just think, I used to have those people in my life. I worked very hard to get rid of them. And just 10 minutes in a queue with them really made me feel like shit. Really made me feel like shit. So I ended up phoning in one of my best mates. And he told me what a twat I was. Bang, we were back. Back in a room. Listen, I just want to say a huge thank you for watching these shows, for showing up in the morning, for being a part of this process. You know, equally, I do really appreciate everyone being part of this community, everyone listening to, like me, for some reason. Like my missus says, she has no idea why they do what you do, but it's a great community. We have a great little community here on the Rise to Thrive show. I really love it. I really love turning up to do the shows. I hope you have an incredible weekend, guys. Enjoy it with the families. Be around the right people, and I really do appreciate you all. And I have an exciting announcement in the next couple of weeks in terms of the huge fucking seminar that I spoke about a couple of weeks. That's going to be in November. Fingers crossed, COVID dependent, we're going to be fucking meeting up for a big party. I'm telling you, huge.